been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is put together to finish your assignment. So what do you do when your life is shattered into pieces? Recognize that it is not the end of your story. Keep moving forward. Beauty is just ahead, waiting for you. We'll continue our lesson from 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, and the 17th through the 20th verses. And it reads, David pounced. He fought them from before sunrise until evening of the next day. None got away except for 400 of the younger men who escaped by running off on camels. David rescued everything the Amalekites had taken, and he rescued his two wives. Nothing and no one was missing, young or old, son or daughter, plunder or whatever. David recovered the whole lot. He herded the sheep and cattle before them, and they all shouted, David's plunder. Now, even in this passage of scripture, you can see that it doesn't take long for God to show you where the victory is and for you to get the spoils of war and everything back that the enemy has tried to steal from you. It said that David recovered all. And when you think of recovering, that means you're regaining, you're retaking, you're obtaining possessions or anything lost. You are regaining a former state of liberation from capture or possession. You have to know that that is how God desires you to win. And you have to be determined to not finish until you have received the vision and the accomplishment of the vision that God has for you and for me. And that means that recovered all means there's nothing missing, lacking, or broken. You be determined. You be stalwart. You be robust. You be uncompromising. And what helps you to keep unwavering is your praise of God. I heard it this way. When we pray to God, that is our entrance to Him. But when we praise, that is His entrance to us, where He can inhabit the praises of His people. Now let's listen to Christopher as they sing, Won't Stop Praising.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. And let's praise the name of the Lord.
Thanks for staying tuned to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today, again, is put together to finish your assignment. We can continue in 1 Samuel 30th chapter, the 21st through the 25th verses, and it reads, "Then David came to the 200 who had been too tired to continue with him and dropped out at the brook Besor. They came out to welcome David and his band. As he came near, he called out, 'Success!' But all the mean-spirited men who had marched with David, the rabble element, objected. They didn't help in the rescue. They don't get any of the plunder we recovered. Each man can have his wife and children, but that's it. Take them and go." Families don't do this sort of thing. "No, my brothers," said David, as he broke up the argument. "You can't act this way with what God gave us. God kept us safe. He handed over the raiders who attacked us. Who could ever listen to this kind of talk? The share of the one who stays with the gear is the same share of those who fight. Equal shares, share and share alike." From that day on, David made that the rule in Israel, and it still is. We each have our own contributions. And when we live like we were designed, then we are going to reinforce the whole body of Christ. And God never discounts our contribution, no matter how small, no matter how great, that there'll be no schism in the body. Because there are comely parts of our body and those things that are necessary that no one seems to see. But everyone is important. But you might say that doesn't include me. I'm not even the body of Christ. Well, here's an invitation that you can be the newest member of the body of Christ, with Jesus is the head. And why don't you ask Jesus to come into your heart? And he'll come alongside of you through his Holy Spirit to bring you back to life, to love you back to life, to make you whole where there is nothing missing, lacking, or broken. Why don't you say this prayer after me? Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I recognize that I'm a sinner, but you are Lord of all. You are our Savior. You are our Deliverer. You are our Rescuer. You are our Redeemer. Come into my heart. Forgive me of every sin. I acknowledge you as my Savior, as my Lord. And now I can be the newest creation in Christ. And old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new. Thank you for putting me back together again. In Jesus' name, amen. So if you said that prayer, why don't you email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com. And we will send you some encouragement along the way. Now let's return to the remaining portions of King's Portion after this message from our sponsor. We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Thanks for staying tuned for the conclusion of King's Portion Live, which bears the theme, Put Together to Finish Your Assignment. We're going to continue the verses from 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, the 26th verse through the 31st verses. It says, on returning to Ziklag, David sent portions of the plunder to the elders of Judah, his neighbors, with a note saying, a gift from the plunder of God's enemies. Now he sent them to 13 other cities, along with a number of other places David and his men went to from time to time. In the heart of this king, he says that nothing, no one has given will go unnoticed, while what others have given to them was used for their lack. He says that he's going to acknowledge those seeds that were sown. So how much more shall the Heavenly Father notice the seeds that you have sown? They will come back to you. And Luke 6:38 says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet, shall be meted to you again. That means that you will always have more than what you have given, so that you'll be more than well enough to put together to finish your assignment. Remember that your story is not like Humpty Dumpty, who's a king's men, nor the king's horses could put them back together again. But the King of Kings is the one we can trust in to put our lives back together again, and it will be better than what we have lost. So the end is not the end until you experience the beauty of the Lord. This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
Listening to The King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.